It's not part of mediation. It's an item. The item that you want to move with it is an item for mediation. It was my understanding that we had an agreement that the mediation motion was going to be first on the agenda. It was put last. And I would like this to be moved after mediation. And when we get to the motion for Duane Lark, I would also like the mediation it to be moved after the mediation motion, which I will move at that time.
Okay, that was a motion against Grace's amendment. Anybody for Grace's amendment? So I guess I make a ruling that the amendment is in order. I think it's a fair compromise. So that's my ruling. Madam Secretary, please take a roll. Please take the roll.
Can I come to the stack before?
Oh, I'm sorry, Martha. You did ask for the stack. Go ahead.
This commission, will it cost?
Good question. Is it cost prohibited, Grace?
I have no idea. I just thought it's
not about moving the motion. Point of order.
Nancy, state your point of order.
This discussion is not about moving the motion. It's about
right.
It's debating the motion.
Good point of order. Thank you. So, Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
What about the cost? I needed to know, what's it going to cost?
Right, and can anybody answer that question? Alex, since you came from your local station board, can you answer Martha's question?
I can't answer that question until we actually debate the motion.
Okay. Martha, is that edifying enough for you? Or?
No, because I need to know. We already have enough expenses as it is. And I just needed to know, is it going to cost us? You know, that's just going to be another added expense if it's going to cost.
I don't think it'll cost anything, but it's the time to discuss whether it costs anything is when we discuss the motion itself, not when we discuss where on the agenda it belongs.
Okay. Martha, is that reasonable?
It doesn't answer my question, no.
Okay. Then maybe your question could be answered during the debate.
Okay.
Thank you, Martha, for your being
welcome.
Reasonable. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay, we're going to vote first on the amendment to the motion to postpone. We have included in agenda item 7. Grace, I
had asked to be on the stack because I have something to say and I wasn't recognized.
I call for the vote, but I'm going to make an exception. And I want to warn directors that we have 7 minutes. It's 7 minutes to 9. So perhaps it might be in order to entertain a motion to extend.
Chair, needs to be recognized.
Hold on. I got Eileen on the stack first. Go ahead, Eileen, and then I'll make an exception for you to join. And that's for that.
I would like to point out that point 7 currently does not have two motions. It has one motion and an alternative motion that's meant to substitute for the first one. So it's really just one motion in that point right now. Second of all, adding that motion to my alternative motion in point 7 distorts the nature of my motion. And so I would not accept including it in that same point or in that same motion.
Okay, that's is that a motion? It's too late to make motions.
Huh?
You could express your your position when you vote. Dwayne, you have the floor.
Well, I wanted to give...
Are you finished running?
Yes, I'm done.
Sorry.
Dwayne, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that we extend for 30 minutes.
So there's been a motion to extend time for 30 minutes? This way we can get
second.
To the motion? Second. I'm not going to
object.
Ralph, object. You want to state your objection, Ralph?
Yes, we made a rule for good reason that on the East Coast, we do not go beyond midnight. And I think if we make rules and then change the rules willingly, the rules mean nothing. We must make it our business to do business before closing. Midnight.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ralph. This requires a two-thirds vote to extend time. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Oh, sorry. I stood up. Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Bost, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier, Donald Goldmacher, Jan Goodman, Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James, Dwayne Lark, extend time for 30 minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Adrian LaViolette, Martha Peterson.
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback. Ralph.
I think we lost Ron.
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen.
Pass. Come back to me.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
No, we have to go back to closed session.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay.
We have to do the mediation vote.
Okay. Eileen Rosen passed. Eileen?
I guess, yes. Yes. Extend.
Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 yes, and we have 1, 2, 3 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, I'd like to change my vote.
Yes, go ahead.
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so we have 10 yes, 3 no. The motion passes.
Okay. Next item on the agenda, Madam Secretary.
Okay. We have to decide whether we're going to, on the amendment, to add this item, motion, commission of inquiry thing. I made an amendment to postpone it to item 7.
Right.
Nancy wants
okay.
to put it after item 7. I don't care
okay,
anymore. To tell you the truth.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for not caring. I want you to care. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We exhausted a discussion on that. Please go to the roll on your amendment.
Okay. This is an amendment to postpone the Commission of Inquiry motion passed by the WBAI-LSB to be included in item 7 as opposed to being placed after item 7 as Nancy would like. Grace Aaron passes. Gary Bost, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier, Donald Goldmacher, Jan Goodman, Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James, Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Okay.
That's for extension.
LaViolette, Martha Peterson.
Pass.
Okay. Ron Pinchback? Not here. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes? I'm sorry. I'll go back, get back to you. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Pass.
Okay. Mansour Sabah? James Sagerton?
I'm sorry, I have to pass.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
No.
Nancy, okay. Alex Steinberg?
No.
All right. Ron Pinchback? I'm sorry, Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. So we have Ron Pinchback, are you here now? I think Ron is not here. Grace Aaron passes. I'll vote no. And Martha Peterson, you passed.
No.
Okay. And Eileen Rosen?
I'm really sorry. This is to postpone it to after point 7?
No, to during point 7.
Oh, then no.
Okay. Jim Sagerton?
No.
Okay, so the amendment is has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no's, 1 yes, and that's it. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, Chair does not wish to vote. Thank you.
Parliamentarian for the stat.
Parliamentarian, you have the floor.
I just wanted to remind Grace to always call the positive vote first.
Okay. All right. So we have 1 yes, 8 no. The chair does not wish to vote. The motion fails. The amendment fails. Now we have to go to Nancy's motion to postpone this after item 7 on the agenda.
Okay. Well, please take the roll.
Okay. Maybe there are no objections.
Are there any objections to go to Nancy's motion? Okay. Hearing none. Madam Secretary, please. Nancy. Go ahead, motivate, and read your motion, please.
The motion in 5B be postponed until after item 7.
Okay. Can you read 5B, please? Because Secretary, can you read 5B quickly?
5B, the second motion of 5B.
Okay, so that is
the motion to create a commission of inquiry.
Whereas the illegal and unauthorized shutdown of WBAI, blah, blah, blah. The commission of inquiry.
We already read that.
With
dispense with the reading. Dispense with the reading because we've already read it.
Yeah, we already read it.
Madam Secretary, please take the roll on that motion.
There were no objections to postponing it.
Postponing?
I think
there was no objection.
No objection.
Okay, I thought I was asking whether there was an objection to go to a vote. All right, no objections. So that's on the floor. The motion for
the floor is a motion from Dwayne Lark.
Oh, from Dwayne Lark. Dwayne, please state your. Please motivate your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll attempt to be brief for the sake of time. Hopefully we'll be able to adjourn faster than the 30 minutes that we were privileged to have here. But it's very clear that this motion addresses an inconsistency and an impropriety.
You read the motion. Point of order. Could we read the motion, please, first?
Madam Secretary, will you read the motion, please?
Okay, sure. correct KPFT LSV records to reflect that Delegate Micheline Milligan, first runner-up of the previous election, replaced Delegate Casey Sinclair, which seat was vacated by three consecutive unexcused absences at the end of the KPFT LSV meeting of April 10, 2019, and that Delegate Susie Moreno, next runner-up, replaced Delegate Danae Moreno, whose resignation was announced on the KPFT LSV meeting of May 15, 2019. See below for full info about this motion and attachments.
Director Locke, please motivate your motion.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I will be as brief as I can, but yet making sense to those of you who are LSV members of your respective city, but may not have an appreciation or an acute knowledge of what has transpired at the Houston LSV under the chair of Ms. Samantha, of our current chair. Now, I said earlier to you that there's been a mad dash at packing the court, packing the LSB and removing people that they didn't want and replacing them with people that they want. Well, this was even more egregious. Based on the order of runner-up, Ms. Moreno was next up, but yet Mr. Matthew Moore, the chair, indicated that he didn't count an absence of a member in a certain month because he practically used his discretion. He did not count, so therefore he could say that this person was not off the board and therefore put Ms. Moreno in a position that they had previously calculated would be required to run for election this year and to save it for a friend or a preferred person that would be coming up for the next opening, which would not be required to run this year. So it was just an egregious act of selfishness. It was clearly out of order, but because they had a supermajority of people who just didn't know the rules because they were new and simply voted with them because Matthew Moore and his wife had such influence over them that they voted. We explained to them the rules. We explained to them how wrong it was. But as many of you have witnessed, if you've got the majority and you know it's wrong, you still do it, you affect change. And this is exactly what happened. The record shows that Ms. Moreno should have received that appointment because she was the one to next to stand. And they took Ms. Milligan out of order. And I think that we have every record to prove that they did such action. And I'm asking now that this PNB correct that, because we didn't have a PNB. By the way, I'll throw this in. Because the WBAI situation has consumed all the air and oxygen in the room for the last 2 or 3 months, that this was very important for Houston LSB. And I understand the lateness. I understand, and I'm sensitive to the East Coast staying up too late. But since you've consumed practically all the oxygen in terms of what we have focused on, at least be sensitive to letting us get some oxygen and being address some of our evils that are going down in Houston. And this is one of the most egregious evils.
Was this motion seconded?
I believe it was.
Right.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Okay. Any objections? Chair, could you ask for objections?
Yeah, if you let me chair the meeting, I'll do that.
Sorry.
That's okay. I know all habits break die hard. So are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing none, motion is adopted. Madam Chair, next item on the agenda.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is agenda item 7, mediation motion by Chris Corey, Nancy Sorden, and Eileen Rosen. Mr. Chair, can I explain something about the placement of these motions on the agenda?
Yes, Madam Secretary, you may.
Yeah. Chris Corey, Nancy Sorden, and Eileen Rosen wished this to be placed on an earlier agenda. It was sent to me by Chris Corey. I didn't feel that I could substitute it for another motion because Chris Corey, who sent it to me originally, didn't request that a different motion be substituted. However, Eileen Rosen has an alternate motion. I guess she, as she just stated, she wishes it to be a substitute motion, I believe. Is that correct, Eileen? So that these are two motions that are here, one that was originally put forward by Chris Corey, and the other one is, I believe, Eileen, a substitute motion for Chris?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So, would Mr. Chair, should we have Eileen read these two?
Actually, what I'd like to do is have Eileen read the one that she her substitute motion. I think that's the first thing that should be read.
Point of order.
Yes, Director Steinberg.
Yeah, I think that order is incorrect. I think the original motion should be read first, and then we ask if there's a second. And once that motion comes on the floor, then it's proper for the substitute motion to be introduced.
You're correct, Mr. Steinberg. Thank you so much. Eileen, please read the original motion.
Yes, I would just like to say something that there's something missing from this original motion. And let me read the first line. Number one, we hereby submit the attached motion for consideration by the PND. The motion was not attached. It's actually in a separate document, which I sent out to everybody during the last meeting. Don't know if you actually saw it. So I will have to dig that out. But number two, in this state of intractable deadlock, there is no purpose in any further PNB meetings, and we will not be able to participate in any more PNB meetings until the mediation or facilitation, not legally binding, has created the level of consensus needed to constructively move forward. Three, for purposes of mediation/facilitation, we propose that all members of the board have input into coming up with lists of problems and solutions that we all agree on and use to develop a plan for implementation that is also agreed upon by all. And Chris wrote, RSVP with your thoughts. Please get back to us ASAP. The sooner we get this started, the sooner we get to truly saving Pacifica. And will you give me a moment to find the other point?
Is it the substitute or is it the bullet point?
No. Excuse me, who is speaking?
Nancy,
you're jumping the stack. Eileen has the floor. Please wait.
Yeah, unless you have that other part of the document handy.
My understanding.
Nancy, please stop. Secretary, do you have the proposed amendment from Eileen?
No.
No,
not
ready.
The amendment.
It was an
okay,
amendment. I do not have
yes.
Andy. No.
Are you
okay?
Eileen, are you talking about the principles?
Well, yes, but the actual motion was at the end of that document.
Okay. So,
all right, I will just go on then with the substitute motion.
Can you try to find it, please?
I will try to find it. And I don't. I'll try to find it.
Okay, so what does the body propose that I do now? Because we're in a holding pattern, and we're taking up time from going to executive session.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, jeez. I thought the motion was item 3 of this thing. The motion The motion was supposed to be item three.
Nancy,
that's not right.
Nancy, I got to admonish you because you keep jumping in without being recognized. Please,
Mr.
Speak recognition.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
May I move on to the substitute motion, which I believe encompasses the spirit of the other motion
anyway.
All right. So
that's right.
Whereas the level of conflict and seemingly intractable differences among members of the 2019 Pacifica National Board have led to paralysis in conducting the Foundation's business, and whereas the urgency of the issues to be taken up by the PNB demands immediate and focused attention from that same body, we move to seek facilitation/mediation/reconciliation or any other effective methodology of the current disputes to resolve these differences sufficiently to allow all PNB directors to work together for the survival and flourishing of the Foundation, of the Pacifica Foundation as a whole and of its parts. We further move that the type of mediation and other particulars, and other particulars be proposed by any and all members of the PNB, and that the PNB call a special meeting to discuss and select from among the proposals. And the other particulars that had an asterisk as a footnote include type of mediation, selection of mediators, the items to be mediated, who will participate in the mediation. In other words, everything and anything would be included among those particulars. And that is the motion.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Second. I found the original one.
Okay, that's Nancy, yes. Right? Not the original one. The one that Eileen just read, right?
Right.
Okay. I'll take 2-4 or 2-against.
I have a chair. Request for information.
And I actually want to...
Okay, hold on a second. Who's requesting a point of order?
Alex, I don't think the original motion was ever seconded. I'm not quite
sure. Here's the original. I'll send it. I can read it. Rather than resorting to litigation...
No, Nancy, why don't you just read the motion part? Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading it. Rather than resorting to litigation, which will consume more and more Pacifica's resources and do nothing to fix our problems while it drives us further apart, we move to seek facilitation/mediation/reconciliation of the current disputes or any other effective methodology to find a sustainable path forward for the PNB, WBAI, and all of Pacifica.
Okay, that still requires a second.
That requires a second.
Second.
Please, if you selected me as your chair, please allow me the chair. The motion has been seconded by Eileen Rosen. I'll take 2-4 and 2-against.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I have a request for information.
Okay. Madam Secretary, ask your question.
Okay. I'd like to ask those who are putting forward this motion, is there anything in your interpretation of this motion that precludes the board from functioning as a board while mediation is taking place? Or does this postpone or curtail in any way the ability of the board to function as a board, to take care of business, to have meetings, et cetera?
Can I answer that? I can answer.
Please.
Eileen, you have the floor.
Yes. No, I don't believe it does curtail. It's not certainly not meant to impede the board in any way.
Okay. Mr. Chair, when I have the opportunity, I'd like to make a slight amendment to this motion.
Okay, you have the opportunity now because there's. Hold on a second. Is there anybody against or for this motion? that wishes to speak.
What?
Yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
What's your position, Mr. Pinchback?
Against.
For? Against.
Against.
Okay.
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Okay. State your point, Mr. Director Steinberg.
What motion are we discussing? The original motion or the substitute motion? It's not clear to me.
The substitute motion. Is that correct, Grace? It's not the original motion.
The substitute.
The substitute motion.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Pinchback, you have the floor.
Okay, the reason I object is simple. I find it very difficult to vote for a motion that's not even motivated by people who supposedly produced the motion.
Supposedly?
Yeah, and I do say supposedly, because the
Ali, please don't speak out of turn. Mr. Pinchback has the floor.
Thank you. The other issue is that, you know, we're asking to vote on mediation amongst ourselves, and the other participants, the other members of the board, have decided not to participate in this discussion. So there should be no motion to mediate until all of the players are at the table. And I'm talking about the entire PNB. How can the people that supposedly support mediation not want to even show up to vote on the measures or motivate the measures? So I think it'd be irresponsible for us to vote for something that's not even represented by anybody.
Dwayne just said.
Nancy, I don't think we were asking.
Nancy, wait till you're recognized, please.
Point of order?
No, I'm not going to take a point of order at this time because I'm taking two pros and two cons.
We weren't asked to motivate.
Go ahead, Martha. You haven't spoken.
Oh, okay. I think James was first. Somebody else asked him to the stack.
Somebody else.
What?
Okay,
in response to what Ron said, if we vote to mediate, then those who are not here are going to have to participate in the mediation process if we vote to have it. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you, but
I don't see that because
I don't see it either.
Hold on, don't jump the track. I got a point of order from Nancy, and then I'll take. Okay, Ralph, you're after Nancy.
And Grace.
Go ahead, Nancy.
To the stack also. Grace to the stack.
Okay, Grace.
And I got Nancy.
Nancy, Ralph, Grace, and Eileen.
Okay.
Go ahead,
so
Nancy.
This initial mediation motion is open-ended to say that the PNB is going to have control over what is mediated, how it's mediated, and this is just the initial step to get mediation started. And the first step is to get the PNB is to assure the PNB that they will have a say in how it's done and what is mediated. And that's the purpose of this initial mediation motion, is just to make sure that the PNB is assured that everyone will get a say in what is mediated and how it's mediated.
Okay, thank you for that. I'll go to Ralph Pointer. Ralph, you have the floor.
Do we have subpoena power to get people to come to a meeting or to come to mediation? This is insanity. Don't you understand that? The first step in talking about mediation is to come to a meeting. And if they're not at the meeting, obviously they don't want to mediate. What they want to do is have one of these UN type of conditions before they can come to a meeting. Well, we're not the UN. We don't have armies and we don't have subpoena power. First step is we have a meeting, and if they don't come to the meeting, there's nothing to talk about, my dear friend, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I don't know where I am.
It's okay. Eileen, and then Grace.
I wanted to mention another point that might influence us, and let me dig it out again. Sorry about that. Here it is. Apparently somebody pointed out to me that in the judgment handed down by the judge in New York, the very last sentence says, ordered that counsel for the parties shall consult for the purposes of developing a litigation schedule and to discuss the possible mediation of this dispute.
Possible.
Yeah. And so that could be taken to mean that do we need to let our two lawyers discuss a litigation schedule and the possible mediation of this dispute before we take further action? I don't know if we have any lawyers on this call who would be able to interpret that for us to let us know if we're overstepping by introducing the mediation motions before the two lawyers or counsel for the parties have had their discussion.
Okay, I'm gonna make a comment on that. Go ahead, Rob.
Point of information then. The lawyers have not been appointed as mediators by anyone.
No, they haven't. That's nobody said that.
Be the mediators.
Nobody said they would be the mediators.
Point of information.
Okay, please don't interrupt people. Hold on. I'm going to take the floor for a second.
I'm sorry.
Whether there's lawyers on this board or not, I will not accept legal opinions from people who earn their living as lawyers and are serving as directors at this point.
Okay.
So I think we have a counsel right now that has been representing us, and I would prefer that Mr. Schwartz give us an opinion on that. I don't want to get opinions from, no offense to any lawyer on this call, but I don't want to get lawyering. I admonished Jan Goodman for that at the other meeting. Mm-hmm. So I would like to, leave that up to lawyers that are not directors. Thank you. Request for information, James, you have the floor.
So this was Alex. I had a request.
Oh, go ahead, Alex. It sounded like James. All right.
Okay. There are no longer two lawyers involved here. There is one attorney. The other attorney has been ordered to end all litigation. Period.
By whom? I'm sorry.
By the national board. We passed a resolution stating that.
Okay, thank you for that, Alex. That's true. That's a statement of fact. Grace Aaron, you have the floor.
Yes. I think that those of us on this call have the sincere welfare of Pacifica at heart. And I think we should display that by expressing a willingness to comply with the judge in New York's recommendation and the federal judge's recommendation that we engage in some sort of mediation. I don't think it would be harmful, but I would like to put forward an amendment to this motion, and I will read the amendment if that's okay with you, Paul, with you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, it is. Amendment's okay. In order.
Okay. I sent it out to everybody. I just want to make this very clear. And I'd like to add this to the end of the mediation motion. This motion does not in any way impede or curtail the ability of the PNB to meet or function, nor does it postpone or nullify PNB meetings, actions, or decisions. I'd just like that to be clear, because originally when Chris Corey put forward this motion, he stated that we shouldn't meet at all until mediation occurs or maybe even is completed. And I think that that's counterproductive. This is a board that needs to operate as a board for the welfare of Pacifica. So that's my amendment, just to add this to the end of this mediation motion.
Sean,
Dwayne Lark, point of order. It's been a second by Sean?
Yes.
Who speaks? Dwayne Lark,
Sean seconds. Grace's
right, I got you. I got you, Sean.
Okay.
So I just want to make a statement on this motion. You know, I hope you know, I'm leaning towards supporting this motion with the amendment. But, you know, the other thing that concerns me is about concerns around Pinchback, is that it seems like there has been no show of good faith. And I'm hoping that if this motion passes, that those directors that are not here tonight, that are also, that they become open to mediation as well. And knowing that mediation is a give and take to reach an amicable position for the sake of Pacifica. All right. Who requested the floor? I think it was Nancy, right?
Dwayne Lark.
Yes. Dwayne Lark, then Nancy. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Motion to adjourn. We've gone beyond the half hour.
I agree. It's yeah, we have.
I agree with the gentleman, but I am going to get this statement out. That
we have to vote on it.
I would support mediation. I said I would support mediation. But at this point, I'm convinced that these characters who have tried to deny us quorum for the last several meetings have no intention to have mediation in good faith. And for that reason, I will not vote for mediation, because I have no confidence in these characters who have tried to deny us the ability to move this corporation forward. Just such a hypocrisy.
Okay. So there's been a motion to adjourn. We have a standing rule that we will
extend for 15 minutes, Nancy.
There's been a motion to extend for 15 minutes. Requires a two-thirds vote.
Wait a minute. Wait, has it been seconded? A motion to adjourn.
Was it seconded?
Motion to extend.
Second.
Well, Martha did second that motion to adjourn.
But she wasn't recognized. Okay. Take it back.
Oh.
Martha did
it was
second that motion. And so Nancy's now is making a motion. Mr. Parliamentarian, can you make a motion once there's been a motion to adjourn?
No, the motion to adjourn is higher than the motion to extend time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys. I will see you. I won't be seeing you again. Okay, goodbye.
Hold on, we're about to take a vote.
We didn't vote.
We're about to take a vote.
To adjourn.
We're about to take a vote on the motion that's on the floor, because that's our standing rule. You want to wait or you want to go?
I'll wait.
Thank you. Okay, Madam Secretary, please take the roll on the motion that's on the floor with your amendment.
Which is, oh, okay. So do you want to ask if there's any objection to that that amendment?
Well, Dwayne said that he was going to vote no. So there is an objection. Do you object, Dwayne?
It's just the amendment. Someone might be not object to the amendment. The amendment is this motion does not in any way impede or curtail the ability of the PNB to meet or function, nor does it postpone or nullify PNB meetings, actions, or decisions.
Point of order, don't we have to vote on adjournment?
No, we have to vote on the motion that's on the floor before we vote on adjournment, because that's our standing rule.
On the motion.
That's our standing rule.
So do you want to just ask if, I don't mind taking the roll, but do you want to just ask if there's any opposition to the amendment? And then we go to the...
Is there any opposition to the amendment?
Yeah, opposition
okay,
to
go
the amendment.
Okay, this is the amendment, Grace's amendment, which I just read. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Bost, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier, Donald Goldmacher, Jan Goodman, Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James, Dwayne Lark...
Dwayne Lark votes yes.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No, because it's a stalling motion.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes, on the amendment.
Okay. Eileen Rosen? Mansoor Sabbah?
Sorry, yes.
Okay, Mansoor Sabbah? James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay, Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Chair, now do we go to the main... Lawrence, how do you vote, Mr. Chair? We have...
I vote yes, for the sake of certificate. Go ahead.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses, 1 no. Okay, on the amendment. Now, should I take the roll on the main motion? Or do you
yes, please. Yes. Okay. No, go ahead. Are there any objections to the main motion?
This is the mediation motion as amended.
Objection to any mediation.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Please go take the roll, Chair. I mean, Secretary.
Mediation motion as amended. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Bost, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier, Donald Goldmacher, Jan Goodman, Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James, Dwayne Lark.
Abstain.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette, Martha Peterson.
Yeah.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Pass.
Pardon me?
Pass.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yeah.
Okay. Mansoor Sabbah? James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Abstain.
Okay. Then we have Ron Pinchback, passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. And... 3 abstentions. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
I wish to vote yes.
So that's 8 yes. Oh, well, there was 1 no also. The 8 yes.
Yes, Ralph
no.
voted no. Be clear yes. about that.
Yes, I'm very clear about that. Okay. So, all right, so it's 8 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions. The motion passes as amended.
Okay, go to the motion to adjourn, please.
Okay, you want to ask if there's any objection?
Is there any objection to adjourn? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Good night, everyone.